If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Regularly on Thursdays, Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist, joins us to answer some of your questions about food and nutrition, and she makes us feel good about it. Okay, Dawn, you're on. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm feeling really good. I have like so many ideas and things we can talk about. I don't even know what to start with. I have no idea.
Well, I do.
Okay, good. He's the pro. He's the pro here. Good job.
Well, I ask the questions. You're the one with the answers. But I see a number of things that you're game to talk about today. But one of them is charcuterie boards. We do them all the time now. I like the art of them. I like the food on them. I like how you can sneak nutritious or not bad choices on them, as well as some bad choices. But I don't know what your charcuterie board tips would be for us, Dawn.
Yes. Okay. So this is just because I was recently at a party and I noticed, charcuterie boards usually are cheese, meat, crackers. I mean, maybe some jam once in a while, maybe a couple of pickles lingering on the side. But, traditionally it's like cheese, crackers, and meat. And I have a pledge that we could all probably get behind is to try and upgrade our charcuterie boards. The charcuterie board challenge for all of us. The upgrade isn't exactly what you said. I love how you said that there are ways that you can sneak very pretty, beautiful, and crowd-pleasing nutrition onto your charcuterie boards. So let me start with the crackers, okay? So one of the easiest ways of whatever you're already doing when you put out your cheese, meat, and crackers is just to upgrade your crackers to the whole grain versions. And there are so many now that you can get that say, read the ingredients, and real, real small, it'll say like whole grain, quinoa, whole grain, wheat, or it will say multi-seed, like some of these are sesame seeds, flax seeds. So a multi-seed cracker would be nice too. So a quick upgrade of your cracker would be awesome because we just don't eat enough whole grains, and a charcuterie board is a great place to do that. Here's another thing. A lot of the meats that are on a charcuterie board are, processed meats. They're the, pretty salamis and prosciuttos of the world. And you don't have to get rid of those. But what if we also committed as a group, in addition to upgrading our crackers, that we thought about putting proteins on there? Like I did this, and I'm telling you, everybody ate it. I sliced up grilled chicken into like these fun little finger size pieces to eat. And I did hard-boiled eggs on my charcuterie board. It added a pop of color. It was great protein.
How did you cut those eggs? How did you serve those eggs on
quarter,
your
quarter? Quartered them.
Did you sprinkle some paprika or something on them or just leave them plain?
Oh, actually, you know what? I have a real fun, I just like the black pepper. Like I like when you can see it, but really have fond memories of the paprika growing up. Like that's how we always had them. So yeah, a little bit of a sprinkle on there, but really very, very pretty. And these are, natural, good, wholesome protein sources. So right away, those are great two tips. And then of course, you are never going to get me not to try and get some kind of fruit, vegetable, and bean on your platter. So thinking about vegetables, okay, so I will tell you, pickles do count. I mean, they did start it as a cucumber. So, I'm going to give it to you. Pickles, if you put them on there, I'm going to give it to you. But also, they have like marinated artichokes you could be putting on there. Artichokes are actually very high in antioxidants. They have jars of like pickled green beans that you could put out there that would be very fun. You can make a quick asparagus spears, just even in the microwave, just quickly zap them. And I plunge them in cold water and you can put them out. Hey, and I feel like nobody gives radishes a shake, but they are so good.
Yeah.
I love radishes cut up on there. Fennel is an intimidating little veggie, but it is so delicious, and it's great for breath. So making sure your guests all have good breath, but it's also very delicious. Baby tomatoes, like they have those you could buy on the vine that could look so pretty on your charcuterie board. I love even roasted Brussels sprouts. People will eat any of this. I'm guaranteeing you, if you have it out and it's like this finger poppable fun, Fruit a lot of times will appear on a charcuterie board, but make sure it's there, right? So it's apple slices, pear slices, oranges, pomegranates, dried figs, dried plums, dates, like all of these things to be out on your board. And they're all seasonal too. I mean, grapes could, you know, be out there as well.
What's your take on olives, Don? What do you make about olives on there?
Yes. And now let's talk about the fat sources. Olives are amazing. Please put them on your charcuterie board. Please. The other fats that I would love to see on your charcuterie board are nuts. You know, almonds, cashews, peanuts, pecans, pistachios, walnuts. All of those good for you fats along with the olives are just so smart to put out there. And, you know, this is all like good, quick nutrition for everybody that they're going to be munching on. Another thing is to consider when you are putting things like jam out that you're choosing the 100% fruit jam. Like you really can get 100% fruit with no added sugar, no Splenda, nothing else added to it. It's just fruit jam. Do that. And then thinking about, you know, how you're going to get beans on there. Roasted chickpeas, you could buy those already roasted and you can put them out. You could have hummus out there, which is, you know, chickpeas or garbanzo beans based. You could have roasted edamame out there. You can get all of this on your charcuterie board. It makes it way more pretty. It makes it way more interesting. And your nutrition is off the charts when you do stuff like this. And I put together a checklist that if you are interested in taking this oath with me of upgrading your charcuterie board, I have a charcuterie board checklist on my website that I created last year, and I totally forgot about it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the best resource ever. So if you need it, it's on there.
DonJacksonBlattner.com is the website. My friend Steve Alexander's dialing in, of course, and he had a question about your charcuterie board. Steve?
Yeah, hey, Don. Wondering about the chicken and the
eggs.
The eggs. How long can they sit out before we start to be concerned?
Thank you. The two-hour rule across the board for most foods is really what you're looking for. So 2 hours. And so what if you know that you want your board out for a long time, it could be one of those things where you put a little out and you're refreshing it.
Yeah.
You know, that you have it in like in the fridge. And then, you know, every couple of hours you go refresh things like that. I mean, most of your food really should probably only be out for 2 hours as well.
Thank you.
Honey
Thank
roast.
You.
If I always love, I like nuts, and I like that you like nuts, and that you like that I like nuts. But what about honey roasted nuts or the barbecue seasoning? There's all kinds of ways to make nuts less healthy, it seems, and those are delicious. Do you care what kind of nuts we put out, Dawn?
No, I actually really like the idea of having different flavors that you can buy, and I just always have this idea of doing the 50-50 mix. So it's like, you know, having the honey roasted peanuts, for example, and then putting your regular roasted peanuts with that. So you get, you know, the mix of some of them are sweet, but not all of them are sweet. And I think that's a good thing for everybody is the 50-50 mix.
Don Jackson-Blattner, the nutritionist and dietitian, is here answering a bunch of questions now, Don. You ready to roll?
I am ready to roll.
Okay, DonJacksonBlattner.com on Instagram. DJ Blattner on Insta. I'll go quick. You go quick. What vegetables have proteins?
They are not a good protein source, so don't look to them. Except for beans, technically could be in the vegetable family. So it would be any kind of beans: black beans, white beans, pinto beans, low-fat refried beans, edamame, tofu, tempeh. So although you don't usually think about those as a vegetable, they technically are in that family.
Hey, John, can you please ask Dawn if cauliflower crust pizzas have less sodium than regular crust pizza?
Oh, it depends. You really do have to look at the particular brand because some of them do have less sodium and actually some of them have more. So generally, though, the pizza crusts that are cauliflower based are pretty darn small. So just because of the volume that you're eating of it, like a slice of that tends to be lower in sodium per slice than a typical like pizza that would be larger.
Hey, John, I know it's bad for me, but I'm going to have a drink or two at that party. What's best for me, Dawn?
Ooh, okay. How about I answer what's worse of all is mixers. That's really what the bad news is. So alcohol in and of itself is not a health-promoting food. And then if you put a sugary mixer with that, that is very bad news. So the ideal thing would be to try and make everything with a sparkling water. They have so much that is flavored sparkling waters that have no added sugar and that they are really fun flavors. So doing that with a shot of your alcohol rather than a straight up sugary mixer is the smartest thing you can do. And if you need a little extra flavor, you could do like a little splash of 100% juice, like a pomegranate juice to make your spritz. But, you know, and then if you're a beer drinker, light beer, obviously, rather than regular beer. And if you're a wine drinker, the serving size of wine is 5 ounces, is all I will tell you. And so try and use smaller glasses and definitely try and count. People who can count their alcohol after a party, they know how many drinks they had, will drink less than somebody who's just free pouring.
Maybe a glass of water in between the glasses of alcohol, too. I know
it'll make you feel better.
I know it's a good idea. It's not something you crave, though. You're not real thirsty when you're sitting there at the party having drinks, and downing 8 ounces of water doesn't sound like much fun. There is that.
I love that. A tip. I love that tip.
But I thought you were going to say like a Pinot Grigio is probably better than a Merlot or Cabernet.
Volume is really the biggest thing. Is that, you know, no matter what wine you're choosing, yeah, is making sure that you're sticking to those smaller serving sizes. So, yeah, if you can easily drink white wine and you think, ooh, I'd rather sip on a little bit of red, that's probably a good swap for you because you're trying to watch the volume.
Can Dawn come up with charcuterie boards for vegans?
Oh, yeah. Hey, actually, if you get the charcuterie checklist, it's all in sections: veggies, fruits, fats, carbs, sweets, and plant protein. And the meat and cheese section is on its own, and it's the smallest section on there. So you can create that whole thing, all the stuff we talked about, vegan.
Can you ask Dawn what kind of butter spread she would recommend? We've been using Smart Balance.
Okay, so this is a trick question, because I would always recommend olive oil over any butter spread. So anytime that somebody could cook something in olive oil, better for you. Anytime somebody could put olive oil on bread, better for you. Making grilled cheese with olive oil, better for you. So that would be my choice always. And then secondly would be a butter, which they sell these days, real butter with olive oil to make it more spreadable. So that's kind of the fun new hybrid that I encourage people to try.
I'm not sure what they're after here. Could you ask Dawn what percentage of our food, milk, bread, cereal, meat, contains sugar? I know you remind us frequently that sugar is hidden in a lot of places, but what's your general thought or reaction to that message?
Yes, so there is no added sugar in any of the foods in our normal food groups. So there's no added sugar in yogurt, no added sugar in fruit, no added sugar in vegetables, no added sugar in meat. So all of those food groups have no added sugar, and added sugar is what we care about. So they may have natural sugars, like in milk has lactose natural sugar, fruit has fructose natural sugar, but it doesn't matter. So really where all that hidden added sugar is in those processed foods. And that could be anything from your breakfast cereal to your crackers to, I mean, geez, even yogurts could be sweetened, granolas. I mean, it's everywhere in processed foods.
Brenda just sent me, my wife, a picture of a charcuterie with a lot of the things you recommended, like halved hard-boiled eggs, little cherry tomatoes, cauliflower, green pepper. It's beautiful. It really gives you other greens. I hope somewhere in there's some cheese and salami and nuts. But here's what I'm experiencing or reacting to, Dawn. If it's this pretty, it looks more appetizing than you might guess if you're just thinking hard-boiled eggs on a charcuterie, no thank you. This looks so pretty, you want to kind of dive in.
Yes, and I think that's the benefit of this, is that you really can make it even more beautiful because it's all these produce colors that you get. And my biggest, I used to do a lot of webinars and how to do a cheese board or charcuterie board. And the biggest trick that I have is piles of three. You take the same ingredient that you have and you make three little piles randomly on your board, and then you take the next ingredient, three little piles. so that it looks like there is just so much going on.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a million ingredients, because sometimes people will say to me, you know, hey, part of the fun of a charcuterie board is it's pretty just easy. It's not all this prep that you're talking about. So I'm not saying you have to totally reinvent and take hours and hours and hours to get a million things on this board. Just, you know, committing to a little bit more fruits, vegetables, and beans on there. And you can use that trick of threes to make it look really pretty.
It's a good idea. Tell Dawn I love the black bean brownies. If you don't know what that is, it's brownies that are made with black beans and dark chocolate, right? Is that it, Dawn?
Yes, cocoa powder, and they have a base of oats. So you just take rolled oats and blend it into a flour. Yeah, I came up with that recipe because it's cholesterol friendly. Like things like beans and oats are very good for supporting your heart health and cholesterol.
Hey, Dawn, we haven't talked about, and I've only got 2 minutes left, new research about weight loss and emotional eating. In a nutshell, what can you tell us?
Oh, you know what? I like ending on this. This is a good one. So a new research study came out and said if you do this one thing, you would likely lose weight, you would likely have better blood sugar control, you would likely have less stress and emotional eating. What is this one thing? And it's mindful eating. There was this cool new study in the Journal of American Nutrition. American Nutrition Association, that's what it was. But anyway, 94 articles on mindful eating, and it found that all of these health benefits could be yours if you were more mindful. And I came up with a course for you, the three S's of mindful eating that we could use all holiday season and beyond.
All right.
The first S is sit. Sit in a chair. You'll be more mindful than standing and walking around eating.
Got it.
Savor. Savor means take small bites, eat slow, chew your food. And then the last S is single task. So don't be multitasking when you eat, watching TV, doing your work, driving, single task, eat when you're eating, and then move on.
Dawn Jackson Blattner. That's damn you. Curse you, lady. I'm going to make you talk more about this the next time we visit, Dawn, because that's so helpful. That research also showed, you told producer Pete and I, that for every 1 hour you walk, you may add 6 hours to your life. Walk, sit, savor, and what was that last S, Dawn?
Single task. I know you want to forget that one, but single task.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com on Instagram, DJ Blattner. Thank you so much, Dawn. Always so helpful to hear from you.
Thanks, John. Have a great week.